The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Thursday, July 17th, 2025. I triple sourced it.
You had to verify, double check, triple check.
Yeah, I did. I don't, again, if you hardcore listen to the show, you know, I've said it a zillion times, I always would quickly think, what did I watch on TV the night before? And that would alert to me within seconds what day it was when I would wake up.
Yeah, I can't do that anymore.
It was literally based off that. And now I mean, I wish, you know, your phone will tell you how many steps you took, all this crap and, you know, all this stuff. But yet, I wish there'd be some kind of thing, because the ratings people certainly haven't figured it out, of figuring out how many hours of TV did I really watch this week. Like, it could have been on. Like, a lot of times it will be on.
Oh.
Like, I quickly realized the other day, I was like, you know what? I could have survived back in whatever year it was. When did TVs come out, like, full on? Like, I know they came out and available in the early 40s, but then most people got in, like, mid-50s, at least one tiny set, I think.
Yeah, it seems about right.
But the thought of a family gathered around, and this is crazy because it's what I do for a damn living, but people gathered around the radio listening to a story being told, or, you know, some kind of fun little, you know, why I oughta, or...
Nice radios, too.
The aliens are invading the world right now. It's the end of the world.
Oof.
Or all the humanity, you know, the Hindenburg. So I realized I was watching, not watching, but a movie was on the TV, and I realized I'm listening to it, not watching, as I'm doing things, and probably something as boring as folding laundry.
Oh, I did some of that.
And then so finally I sat down maybe 30, 40 minutes into the movie that I was listening to and realized that it was off, like, you know the way we have a 8-second delay? So
yep.
Sometimes on TV, for whatever reason, the dialogue will be like a millisecond behind the actual movement of the lips.
Oh, yeah.
And that annoyed the piss out of me. And I was like, God, you sat there and listened to the movie. Well, it's interested enough in listening to it. You went and sat down to watch it, and then because it didn't sync up with what you're visually seeing, can't watch it. Weird. Is that not weird, though? I mean,
yeah, but I mean, at least you realize it.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, if it's a background movie, it's got to be one I've seen already.
Well, yeah, because you're like, oh, I got to run down the hall real quick. That's the part when Marty goes back. You know, whatever.
I can't do the TV trick anymore. One day a week I can, but not for.
Yeah.
Not for every day.
One day a week, what would it be? Because we don't watch wrestling on the night it comes out anymore.
No. Can't do it. I watch a show called Destination X, and it comes on Tuesday nights.
You've talked about that.
Yeah, that's so. A fun little show.
Is there an opportunity, because, you know, obviously the shows are taped. Is there an opportunity for the viewer, to try to figure it out as well?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so, okay, so that would be fun.
So you get to play along with it, but it's hard.
So they drop you off in the middle of God knows where, and you have to figure out the quickest where the hell you are.
They give you clues. It's like Carmen Sandiego and Big Brother combined. So people...
That'd be an interracial relationship.
Whoever drops their ex the farthest away from where they actually are is eliminated.
Okay.
So you have to guess where you are.
Could they not... Do they drop them remotely? They don't drop them like in a city square where they could just walk up and say...
Oh, no.
K-Eris, me?
They all live in a bus that has blinders on it. So they go into the map room. The map room is where they drop their eggs, like a big computer screen.
This is turning into Dora now.
It's a fun little show. God, there's so many twists, man.
Huh.
See, Jeffrey Dean Morgan hosted. He's good on there.
Women love him, too.
And it's interesting. It doesn't get monotonous. Like,
no.
Get to the point. That's how I am.
Because I feel like you could drop me literally anywhere in Europe, almost literally anywhere in Europe, and I you could give me the map.
You'd be lost.
I would. I would have no clue, because, like, a lot of... It's one reason I mean, I'm pro-America as hell, but, like, I before I die, I want to go over the so-called old country and just look at the...
Oh, the boot.
The cathedrals and all that stuff,
oh,
and
yeah.
Just
go to Italy and all that.
They go to some nice places.
But I wouldn't be able to, unless I saw a specific, like if I saw the Louvre, I'd know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they give you clues, and at the end of the episode, they tell you what the clues were in case you missed them.
Oh.
The viewer. Yeah, but when they're playing the game, they'll get clues along the way.
So how well have you done after just watching it a handful of times? This is not a commercial for this show.
No, there's a lot.
I'll say it sucks balls right now just to make people think this is not paid programming.
There's a lot of them I didn't know. And you know, still going on. I'm just like, I can't figure out where they are.
Anyone like majorly surprising? Because that's the thing with me, like a kid of the 80s, you know, China was always this bustling area where everyone was always wearing masks. My entire life, everyone wore masks.
Yep.
And there was smog everywhere. And then, you know, New York was just Times Square. California, the entire state, was just Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know?
They won't go to the obvious if they go to a big city. Like, oh, okay, I know where we are.
Because like in Greenville, they say, that's the Reedy River Falls Bridge.
Yeah, like they probably try to take it to Conestoga if they come out here.
That's that mural. We're in Spartanburg. That's that mural that identifies Spartanburg.
So it's like in the U.S.? It's not like anywhere in the world? Because I wouldn't want to be dropped off.
It is anywhere in the world.
Right? It's just Europe. It's just Europe.
Just Europe?
Oh, just Europe.
Because, you know, what if you were like sent to Siberia or somewhere in the...
They actually did one of those and I couldn't figure them out.
What if you go into a building and all horrible. Of a sudden... As you walk down the hall, Brittany Griner walks past you and runs out and starts saying, freedom! You're like, oh my God. They just used me as a hostage trade. Damn it.
Victor Boot.
Damn it.
The Lord of War. Yeah, it's fun when they do competitions. And also, there's a guy on there from Chattanooga. So
that's
a nice. Cool little pull for him a little bit.
So it's over like in real life now. So
yeah, what's up, Biggie?
Does anybody know that guy for real?
You know Biggie?
If you know... Describe Biggie.
Biggie's
Is he what I'm thinking?
No, he's an energetic ginger, I would say.
Hey, what?
He's an energetic ginger.
Okay, I thought you said a different inter-something ginger.
What's messing me up?
But you said intergender ginger. And I was like, that's tough to say first off if you are one. Secondly,
wow.
Goodness.
I feel like they deceived the viewer. It says he's a sports bettor. So I wonder what he really does. Like, are those titles to kind of fool me?
This is Biggie?
Yeah. Well, Biggie the sports bettor.
Yeah,
he the energetic ginger
lives in Tennessee, where you know taxes.
God, man, that's why you keep your car there.
But like, here's the thing: when you get a cool concept like this show, you probably can only watch it for a couple years, and after that, you're like, okay, it's kind of done.
Kind of like Survivor.
Yeah.
It was with me at least.
Then you got to come back to it, like Big Brother, which I said I was going to, and still haven't watched.
You haven't.
So
yeah, but you're like me, and probably most people where you. You want to let a show build up a little bit before you fully immerse yourself into it, especially if it's episodic.
Oh yeah, I just finished. Have you seen Cross on Prime? That's really good.
Heard it advertised or whatever.
I've forgotten about it.
What's that about?
It's the detective.
Now this
books,
part
Alex
is
Cross.
Paid right here. I will say.
Yeah, it really is. Aldis Hodge plays Alex Cross, the detective.
Uh-huh.
It's a really good show, and I'm
it's
like,
not
man.
Really paid, by the way. I'll get in trouble for even telling you that it was, and if it wasn't.
See, when
I
find a good show, I finish
it
up.
Good.
And I'm like, there's nothing else to watch. There's a lot of bad stuff out there. Stuff's not good.
You know, I hear people say, that's so
disposable.
Great. Watch all this. And I'm thinking, God, you people are dumb. So I can't
even
get
into
it.
You know what it is? I've thought about this. Like, I feel like I could, I've thought about it and looked it up and just whatevered about it so much I could literally write a book. Now, it might not be factual, but I could write a book full of stuff about the way TV molded us to, like,
that's
again,
exactly right.
It's all attribution to where you were in life. Like, Saturday morning cartoons, why did we love that so much? It was the first day that we could sleep a little late, didn't have to get up, and kind of the world agreed, and they don't anymore, but the world used to agree, let the kids have the TV for about 4 hours this morning. Let them have
it. It's not what he's watching. It's all I hear about Love Island, Love Island.
But when there were three choices.
I know. And I try to watch it, and I was just like, okay, get to the point.
It's almost
it's
like.
It's stupid.
It's almost like, I'm trying to think of what political party it would be. If, you know, like. I don't like a nanny state kind of thing, but I do like too many options is just maniacal.
Yep.
And by design, it's that way. by design, it's that way because
with anything,
we are with the internet now, and with just the way people kind of, you know, are sus of like almost everything, and you know, maybe not everyone. I am, but
I am too a little bit.
If there were still just three shows, three TV channels, as it was when I was a kid before Fox Carolina Channel 21 came in, I had three options, and then later TBS and WGN, I think actually prior to. Anyway, if there were still just three, a lot of us would just say, well, all three of these shows suck. I'm going to go do this. And yeah, that broke everything down when they started saying, all right, WGN. Oh, this is great. I hate these new shows, but I love shows from 20 years ago.
Yeah, go watch the old stuff. You just didn't want to then.
Because you didn't want to change. You didn't want that. We are literally creatures of habit, and we hate, especially when you get older, you hate the change. You literally hate it, but you love it. It's maniacal, but it's so true. You love when everything's great. But then after, you know what I'm saying? Like, every day I drive to work, and then I go home and I eat, and then I feed the dog, and then I go to bed every day. But you do it every day unproblematic. I mean, there's stresses, but generally speaking, you go home to that house that's there, you feed that old dog, you go to the job that, thank God, you still have. But then after a while, if that blessing keeps giving it to you all the time, you're just like, I'm bored now. You kind of want some kind of semi-disaster to happen in your life just because you're tired of being bored.
But I feel like too many people are like that.
It's everybody to a degree. It's like the spectrum of insert your favorite whatever here.
I got to have that routine, whatever it is. And it's got to be the same every day. That's why after vacation, honestly, after about 3 days, it's done for me.
Well,
I'm at a routine, don't like it.
It also that depends on where you went and who you went with, I think, you know. Like, I would love to go to some island, not Fire Island, not Party Island. I've been there.
Mm-mm. Not Love Island.
Not Party Epstein island. Either. Nowhere God that's almighty. Got a mosque on it, I will say.
Uh-oh.
And
that will never go away, will it?
And if you're with the right person, like, I, you know how the typical vacation, I just went on a little mini one, where you're like, okay, we got to plan this day out. And when you got kids and stuff, you have to plan it out around their meals and nappy times and latching onto the lips. But if you're if you have no responsibility, like, you don't have to feed anybody but yourself. You don't have to necessarily be here, there, and yonder. You go to just an island somewhere, I think I could stay for like a full week, maybe even 10 days, if it just was that get up, whatever the hell happens.
Like a resort type or just like an island in general?
See, I got high standards when it comes to where I would stay. Not in a bougie way. I just don't like gross.
Oh yeah.
It's not like I'm better than this. I just don't like nasty.
I have checked in hotels.
I'm a puss.
Driving across the country and things like that, and I have left because of the air conditioner.
I also was raised prior to my grandparents having a beach house. I stayed at most places whose hotel ended with the word court, and that's never good. Like,
or bird.
Now if I'm saying one, I don't mean it, but like if it was like Carolina Court. Or something Motor Lodge.
Yeah.
Or if there were certain sands maybe around.
Maybe something ending in a number. Who knows?
I mean, damn. If you're going to spend the money, you might as well spend the money and travel nice.
Yeah. But then again, you think about, well, if I'm really on vacation and this is a place I really wanted to go, I'm not going to do anything here but wake up and go to bed in this room that I'm paying so much money for.
Wake up and go to bed?
That's what I do on vacation. I wake up and then I go get in the chair and take a nap.
You know, you threw
thank you, you're right.
You mentioned it, kind of a little throw in, but it is everybody's obsession lately with the whole Epstein thing. And do you think it's the obsession because maybe certain people say they were promised something? Maybe they don't care what's in it. They just want access to it. Just to say, we got access to it and then we can move on. Because personally, I don't care. Who's in there, what's in there. But I feel like people that care only care because they can't see it. And they just want to see it. They don't care what's in
now,
there.
Now, when you are, I can't tell how you're talking right now. Are you talking about something like Indiana Jones would have been looking for?
No, everybody's like, you know, release the files.
Oh, the file. Okay.
Release the files. Like, why? You just want them released because that's what you think you were promised, and that's kind of your hill to die on. You don't care what's in there. Nobody's going to read it. They just want it released just, you know, because they want to, okay, conquer that. Now we can move on to the next thing.
We're done with it. We want the truth.
Well,
this has been dragged on for so long, and a man died.
We're also used to something. And we're so, like, I mean, when I say we, I mean me. Like, well, we're going to release that information in 78 years.
What? And
A, most people who care at that time will be dead. Their kids won't remember it or care, so they're not going to go read the 50% redacted 88,000-page release. You're just not going to do it.
Plus, where are people's entitlement to knowledge come from? Do you think you, like, should know everything?
Like when a celebrity dies?
Or like when Snowden. That was a big deal. Like, should you know everything that, you know, got going on with other countries covertly?
He believed that he was doing something right to save America.
But I feel like I don't have to know everything.
If loving you is right, I don't want to be wrong.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't want to know our military secrets.
I don't either. And I think it's a weird kind of thing because you're like, Freedom of Information Act. And freedom, and as a taxpayer, I should know where my military dollars are going. But we and I'm saying as Americans, we like to run our mouth. And I would not protect, I would not feel confident giving all the information to every American citizen.
No.
No,
I just wouldn't.
You don't need to know.
Like, that's why I think
military,
like,
secrets.
You know, Roswell was literally some kind of something. It was either us that we were trying to throw up in the air and get figured out, or it was another country, and we as a country did not want to lay down and say, yep, you got in our airspace and we had no idea.
Well, I'm not a good boy. You got us. I'm not a good boycotter. If you can,
what does that mean?
If you can serve
in the... Is that like a fun girl Friday?
Well, I tell you, like this, for example, all this stuff that happened with Kevin Spacey when that came out.
Oh,
dude, I immediately was like, well, damn, I can't watch his movies now.
Same.
If you could serve any, if you could serve any of my needs and I got use for you, that takes precedent over, like, maybe what you might have done criminally. Like, you could say, so-and-so actor in the Epstein files, let's just say he was, like, you know, just hand over fist, just doing all kind of bad stuff.
Ooh.
But if I like the guy and I like his work, like, I can kind of overlook a lot.
Well, you know, a prime example of that is when people say, I'm not a racist, I have a Bo Jackson football jersey. And it's like... But it's like, well, kind of what, not you calling the fat boy a racist, but it's like...
They got the white one, though, not the black
they
one.
They are giving you something that you like, but down deep, you know, if you're really like that, you wouldn't give them the time of day in real life.
Because I know you from your talent.
It's like the court jesters we used to be for Kings and Queens. Like, they'd be, you know, funny, but, like, ugly looking or something. Big old, I'm thinking Hunchback Notre Dame.
Quasimodo?
Yeah, they're just kind of ugly. Court jesters seem to be ugly. In movies and stuff, I don't know, but... That was a fun little conversation there. I hate the hell that we got to stop talking.
Yeah, I know, man. You get on a little kick, and
that's, I get stuff, mine on Route 66.
That's stuff I've written down. I'm like, man, I want to throw this thing. You don't always get to throw it in.
Yeah, but is it communism that I'm saying that I'm a communist when it comes to television? Like, too many options leave too many people in distress. Same thing with porn. As a kid of the 80s, you'd find one picture out of a magazine. You would save that picture and use that picture a lot. Matter of fact, I remember I had one that I put in a baseball card top loader. It was a little sliver of a magazine that I wanted to protect. But now, I mean, if you go in there and say, all right, fine, I'm going to rifle off a session right now, you might be there an hour trying to pick one out.
I think in general, too many options give too many people an inflated sense of self-worth. It really is Fight Club logic. Not everybody is that important.
Kinda.
At some point, we are cogs in a wheel.
We are every day dust in the wind.
Dust in the wind. You know, it's just like, I
don't know. That's such a sad song.
Like, I feel like
Kansas right now.
When
was that Kansas?
Dust in the Wind, yeah.
Okay.
Wayward Son, too.
Yeah.
When people talk about gendering people, I feel like a lot of you are trying to come up with genders to kind of trump everybody else. You know, oh, here's a new one. Well, let me come up with a new one. Then you got 40 different genders, and I don't know what they mean. I just found out what cisgen meant. And that's what you were born as. At least that's how it was described to me. You know, you're cisgen male. You can pick whatever you want to afterwards, but, you know, that's how you started.
You're cisgen.
This is like just, that's just where it starts.
I know.
I feel like it's just people trying to top people.
Well, yeah, but that's why I was saying that the infighting within the LGBTQ plus, hey, I got it right,
community,
where people who call themselves, and this is their word, not mine, normal gay, don't like being associated with people, in their words, that maybe didn't start out that particular gender, or they're one of the far-reaching ones that, you know, they're like, yeah, I like my guy to change my diaper and pretend I'm a baby. I mean, that's just a thing. But
you know, I'm not male anymore. I decided I want to be three-petered. So refer to me as three-petered.
Whoa.
Yeah, just like the goats. I'm three-petered. Don't call me male.
God, I wish I knew how to like run the
that's
board
a
and
lot
stuff.
To say
I would
if
save
I wanted
that
you to get here quickly.
And play it forever.
If everybody else gets to pick, I want to pick three-petered. So please, I'll still be, well, can the pronouns still be he? Because I don't want to change those.
Even
he is three-petered.
Wanted to be tri-vag, I still respect that.
Tri-vag. Be a tri-vag. That's kind of cool.
Be a tri-vag. That worked, actually. God, I love the explosions of different ideas and not ideas, but just little things we talk about out of the blue like that. That was wild.
Nutty, we could be three-petered together. Be one nutty is the
no, you need a third person. You can't. I mean, there's going to be one lonely one there.
That's just what he could be a
dual
unipeters.
It's like the when you do the human centipede. I mean, like somebody there is not.
You can't totally
all in
the worst position.
They're yeah. It's just like all right. Well,
no,
I'm back
I quit.
It's like when two girls are on a guy. You know, at the beginning of, and it's like one of them's just like taking control of the, you know. It's like they're fighting to drive a boat. Uh-huh. But one of them's like, all right, fine. You drive the boat for a little while, and I'll sit here and pull the anchor over here, you know?
There is not a good spot in the human centipede, is there? Anywhere?
No. I'm going to have to pass on that.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
Never seen the movie.
And kids, don't Google that.
No.
Don't. Ew. And adults don't. I wouldn't. I mean, if you don't know, you don't need to know that now, and it's not good.
They made three of them.
Three of those?
Three.
Jesus.
Oh, that would be nine people needed then.
Well, I guess you're good at the front until they decided they want to add. I'd be like, look, you got to add on back there. You're not adding on up here. I'm the head of the centipede. Go back there.
You're always the head.
I'm all-time head.
All right. Oh, no. I mean, it's like the reverse of catching and pitching. I mean, it really is. Rare was the guy who could pitch and catch. I mean, it's true. Even baseball. Mike Piazza couldn't throw a slider.
Hell no, he couldn't.
Nolan Ryan couldn't catch a fastball.
They can make a mean pizza, though.
That's true. Paige, I'll tell them the phone numbers later. What is going on in the Plex?
Well, if you ever wanted to slap that ass, this guy could be your hero.
Nope.
I'll tell you what's going down in Boise, Idaho next in Your Eyes Guys headlines.
Man, that's a place in America you could drop me. You're talking about that show, Destination.
Oh, it's supposed to be real nice out in Idaho.
But I wouldn't have a clue where I was. I can't think of any landmark of any kind of Idaho. I just can't.
Well, not Jordan Gross moved back to Idaho. So
not even maybe
and he quit talking to us, too. So yeah. I don't care.
Private Idaho.
Maybe you'd see his big hands if you saw him.
Yeah.
Recognize him.
All right. We'll get into to that. Slapping Asses next with Paige. Good morning, everybody.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
I'm Paige, and our headlines are brought to us by Gosling Electric. Well, sometimes you just can't resist a temptation. And then it becomes a problem. Like if you see something and you want to slap that ass, you just cannot do that.
No. No. Without, you got to ask for permission now to slap that ass.
And then they don't appreciate the non-spontaneity of it, the women. They're like, yeah, the moment's gone.
Have you ever been, you've been married to the same sweet lady for many years, Fat Boy, so it'd be tough to ask you this. And Paige, you know, I don't think you want to talk about any lesbian rompings, but
I've had none, but that's okay.
Like, that's another thing in relationships. You, if you don't talk about it prior to, I mean, most people wouldn't, but like, you know, if you're having sex with a woman and all of a sudden you not want to like whisper in her and say, hey, can I slap your ass real quick? That you just got to do it and and watch the body language. And if she like, ooh, flinches like that, there's good. If she's like, oh, hell, then you're like, oh, you don't like that. But then sometimes she'll grab your hand and like slap your ass with her. Right. Not slap my ass with my hand. She grabbed my hand, slap my her ass with my hand.
Like, you never know till you try something.
I'm like, sure, take it.
That's hot.
Yeah, you know, you never know. You're right.
It's not like you're forcefully.
I mean, some things I know without trying.
But. Well, yeah, but I'm like, you know, if you're already in that situation, whatever. Like, you're not forcefully trying to do whatever the first time. You just kind of,
you know, you're just trying. Ease into it. You're just trying to get things done and. Something like that happens, like you're unloading things out of your
watch
car.
It now,
huh?
What if it's like some, you know, coin slot action going on?
Like I'm picking things up, like say groceries, and bending over, and someone slaps that ass. That's not nice. That's gonna.
Yeah, I mean that same. Yeah, but yeah, only in the throes of passion can you do that.
Well, this guy.
Except back in baseball and football, you would slap someone's ass for a good play.
No, that's why you signed up.
Yeah, but not me.
Well, the reason why we brought all this up is because there's a serial butt slapper on the loose in Boise, Idaho.
Oh, I bet it's Tony the Tiger.
Mm-hmm. And cops say he's been going around on a dirt bike, slapping and grabbing women's butts as he rides by.
Nice. I mean, not nice.
What? So he is what they consider...
So clearly, if he's on a moped like that, he's got a few DUIs. That helps with analyzing the... Perpetrator.
God, I wonder what kind of charge that would be. Assault, I guess.
He's smacking and grabbing butts as he rides by. And several women have filed reports over the past month, and all the butt slaps occur between June 18th and July 3rd.
I feel like Rob could get you off from that if, you know,
gross.
Here.
Way to go, Rob.
I don't rob to get me off for nothing.
It's like Rob, it's just butt slaps, man. Hey, like, they ain't going to send me to the. I'm not going to do a bit for butt slapping, am I?
Your Honor, he played football, and that was the way they gave high fives back in the 80s and 90s.
No, folks.
So the serial butt slapper is described as a white male.
Of course.
Yep. Trying to frame us all.
So he's in dark clothing, often all black, and he also wears gloves and a ski mask.
Oh, my God. It's a member of Slipknot.
And cops think it's either a skull mask or from Call of Duty or a Venom mask from Spider-Man.
It might be a member of Slipknot now.
Why would you put that out there? Now he's going to change it up. He might get one of those masks that look like faces.
What if he gets one that is the Chewbacca and every time he slaps the ass, it goes...
he laughs in the thing like that fat lady from the
video. Yeah, I saw it again the other day. God, I love that video, man. She probably ruined her life probably, but...
A security camera got a shot of him, but his face is covered, and it's too blurry to see much, and they're hoping someone recognizes him and narcs on him, calls him in.
See, that also doesn't... When you hear things like that, but then you know in real life... And maybe it's just bigger cities, but when they can... You've seen the videos where it shows a group of people walking by, and the facial recognition is like keying in on... It's like when your phone will do with a QR code.
Yep.
But yet... Some cities and banks especially, their cameras suck butt.
So bad. Why are they still so bad?
I think it's because it's all an inside job. I think some of the biggest bank robberies ever were to benefit the bank owners.
You think so?
Yeah, because what is FDIC or FDIC? FDIC.
Federal.
Yeah. So it's of no, they haven't That's already insured. Paid the big fees anyway. Well, they're paying them regardless. So every once in a while, I'll get a little kickback from it.
Oh, okay.
I'm so grainy. I don't know if I'd turn this guy in if I saw. It depends on who he did it to. If it's somebody I didn't know and he's just smacking and going, I'm like, okay, what's
this guy?
That's his bit. That's funny.
What if he slapped to you. The ass and you chuckled and then the person says, I'm 16. What would you do? Hi, I'm John Quinones.
Mm-hmm. He's at the slapper. See, that's the thing. What if the slapper's underage?
I would do a drive-by first and say, how old are you?
and
then I'd go, and I'd come back down and say, let me see your ID.
If he's on a dirt bike, he's got to be a younger guy.
And then I'd come back, and then I'd go for the ass slap.
Well, that's the surprise element is gone.
And then I'd have to go back because my watch got stuck in her belt buckle when I slapped her ass.
So if you're going to be around Boise anytime
soon. I lost
soon,
the watch the other day.
Authorities are suggesting you might want to wear a sweatshirt around your waist.
You know what they're going to call you?
Why?
You get called words for that back in our day.
All right, never mind.
My own dad told me that. Matthew, they going to call you that. I was like, Daddy, I'm cold in the morning, I'm hot in the afternoon. Where am I supposed to put my jacket at?
How you know they going to call me that, Daddy?
They called me that. And I tell them to before school starts. Because I think you look like one. Go listen to Michael Jackson.
I'm going
to
be the one to start. Well, I
apologize. I'm paging those Your Ice Guys headlines.
Thanks, thanks so much. Fat Boy, I know there's a bunch of sports stuff, ain't there?
Yeah, we're going to talk about
that. Isn't there?
This might, I don't think this is going to be a future problem, but a Bengals rookie might be leaving the NFL to go back to college football. A Bengals rookie who already got drafted.
That's a first, isn't it?
Yeah, in this particular situation, but it might be opening the
like
door.
Like he went and put on the hat and held up the jersey and everything?
Everything. Got drafted. He's officially a Bengal. Might not be for much longer. You know what? I'm going to go back to school.
I think that makes sense if you feel like you're not at that point yet.
No, he just went got drafted by a team he hates. Yeah.
And then people are saying this could, you know, hold up. This could be a loophole that he wins. And it could open the door for people to do it in the future.
You know, speaking of that, I found out the other day that's Tim Looper's great-great-great-grandfather was able to crack a law case by finding a hole in it, and thus they called it the loophole. Do you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, well, I just made it up.
That's incredible.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, real.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
Rise Guys.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Hello, Rise Guys Sports, brought to you by Bojangles. When this sucker pops up in sports history, we got to do it.
Oh, my God. Who is it? Cumberland Posey?
It's the same sport.
Oh, Joe Pepitone, then.
Nah, you're very close. Same team. You might have played for this guy. There's a
Billy Martin.
Yeah. On this day in 1978, Billy Martin got into a fight in the dugout.
Oh, man.
After this player refused to bunt. Do you know who it is? Martin suspended him.
My heart. I got two guesses. So if the first one is then I want to go to my second. First guess is Reggie Jackson.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, good.
Winner, winner, meet dinner.
I was going to say Chris Chambliss for the second one because he didn't like Billy Martin either.
Not sure why you would ask Reggie to bunt. It was probably your best power hitter.
He was probably also gambling like Pete Rose. I mean, you tell me Billy Martin didn't probably drink and drive, beat his wife, and cheat on baseball games? Bullcrap. His face said it.
He also fought a guy in the urinal once.
I shouldn't say that, but like it was alleged, and you know, there was never. So what? You know, people said the same thing about Bobby Knight, and it was never proved either. So
they wanted him to just bunt and just go to the next, go to first base.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Like a cake.
I didn't know Billy died in 1989.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
Hey, into cancer, I think.
Well, British Open is what's going on right now if you want to check it out. Don't really know who the betting favorite is, but, you know, you throw a couple bucks down, whatever.
So, okay, very naive question here. Can people on the LIV Tour play in that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the certain invitations because it's not a PGA Tour event.
Okay. See, back before all this, like, it was just PGA. Like, there was – if you didn't make it the PGA and you're a good golfer, you're just like, well, I guess I'll go work at a golf course and be a golf pro because I didn't make PGA. But now it's like, oh, there's other options.
Uh-huh.
You can even go play in Arab leagues and stuff. I'm serious.
Really?
Like basketball now. These women, as soon as the season's over, they run over and play in Russia and China and
that's
many
exciting.
Others.
Actually,
is it?
Yeah.
Lee Westwood's tied for second. He's a live golfer right now because they're 5 hours ahead. They've been playing for a little bit.
So eventually, do you think this will go American League, National League, and live and PGA will swallow each other up?
They're going to merge at some point.
Yeah.
I don't like to watch live golf because it's too gimmicked.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's too gimmicked. It's like they're trying to make it golf cool.
Yes.
For like a new generation. Yeah, I agree.
I know why they did it and took all that money. Big hooters in the pool. got distracted. But I don't like to watch it. Shamar Stewart.
There's another Shamar?
This is the, yeah, there's only one Shamar, Shamar Moore. That's our Shamar.
Yeah, Shamar, Shamar.
Our Shamar.
They're good on camp trips.
Shamar Stewart got drafted by the Bengals.
Well, that's Shamar's, actually.
Number 17 overall. Well, the issue that caused him to leave the team is contract issues. That's the thing people forget. These rookies get drafted, and their pay is slotted, so they know what they're going to make. But it's the language in the contract. They don't always agree. They don't always sign their deals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Travis Hunter was number pick two, right? And he signed late.
Yeah.
So, over language, he might go back to college. And people are saying, look, when you're talking about these particular cases, it involves antitrust laws. And pretty much he would have like a wide open, you know, pass to go back to if you wanted to play for Texas A&M. He would have to get a waiver for the NCAA because he's already been drafted. But people, experts are saying if he took the NCAA to court, he'd most likely win.
But if there was no Neil deals in place, the likelihood would be not there, correct?
That's interesting because he made a lot of Neil money in college. So he's not hurting for the NFL money right now.
Like them signing bonuses, I mean, that's – we're thinking about that earlier. It's like in Major League Baseball, a lot of times you'd have a guy coming out of high school and he'd get a contract offer from the Yankees. And it'd be, hey, we're going to give you a $200,000 signing bonus. To some kid in Midwest or wherever, USA, they'd be like, $200,000? And a lot of them would say, you know what, I'm going to forego that. I'm going to go to college. And then I'm going to get more later on.
So it's not like when they can get you. I remember, like, I'll never forget, Roscoe Crosby got $1 million.
Mm.
That's what was reported
for
the Royals to draft him. But he came back and played for Clemson.
Yep.
And now, though, Kyler Murray was getting offered like four just to go to baseball.
It's smart if you think that you don't have a future right now with that team to go back to school and get your degree.
What was it alleged?
They ain't going back for that.
Did they ever say what college was offering Lenora Sellers money to transfer?
I never found out who it was. I know that he was a Syracuse commit, and then you know Beamer flipped him to South Carolina,
which is incredible. I can't think anyone that wanted to go to Syracuse would say, you know what, Columbia, South Carolina, it is.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm glad because he's awesome. I like his look. I like the. I mean, I'm not saying you know. I'm just saying I think he's going to be awesome. We got two of the best quarterbacks in the freaking world in this state right now.
Here's what's weird. If you're not going to say which school it was, then it probably didn't happen.
You think that's maybe an agent? Because no one would say that to not benefit him unless they were trying to crack the team morale and say, man, is Lenore's going to leave?
I wonder what his deal is. He's a projected top 10 pick in next year's draft.
I know how much he charges for 2-hour appearance fees, and it's like, wow.
So they're
good
saying,
Lord.
If all Shamar doesn't go back and play for Texas A&M, he could sit out and get redrafted next year. The Bengals would lose their rights. But
kind of irritates me, too, to think that, like, this guy's in college. You know he's going to go on to be drafted in the pros. I'm saying this about Cade as well. But, like, they got to go there, and a 2-hour appearance, they get this. And I've been doing this job 20-something years. I go do a 2-hour appearance.
Yeah. Dude.
And then I see these guys, I'm like, come on, man. But then I would get put in my place and realize, yeah, it makes sense.
Johnny Manziel was talking about this the other day. He pretty much said, like, you know, he would have been taking, if he got Neil money in college, like legit, legally, he would have been taking a massive pay cut getting drafted. Obviously, you can't play college forever, but.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
There's no reason to jump early.
It's a weird little sub universe of, like, and it's not just limited to football, basketball, baseball, soccer, golf now. Hell, we're talking about women's gymnastics teams, like those girls making Neil money like crazy.
Yeah.
Like it's pretty wild. You just got to hope that you can speak English good and you're good looking.
Dude, Cooper Flagg, he's a flag.
That holds people back a lot of times. It does. That's
28 million in Duke, Cooper Flagg.
God, a mosey. Yeah, like why would – what's the big rush to get the NBA then?
And he's going to get three fat NBA max contracts if he stays on the trajectory he's supposed to be on.
Yeah.
Max deals.
And he got the Netflix deal, right?
Yeah. Yep.
They followed him around through the draft night and then – because they were filming at Fanatics –
Why would you play multiple contracts?
Fan.
Now, people would say, hey, if you're good at basketball and you enjoy it, but you just, like, you don't need to do it. Play one fat contract and be done with it.
And not take a chance at your, like, you were awesome in college, but sometimes being awesome in college is being crap in the pros. And that's an awful way to go down, too.
I feel like they don't really care about winning anymore. They just want the big deal.
Well, I mean.
But you can't pay bills with trophies.
No. Tell them. Yeah. We don't even get trophies. We get emails.
Plus, people forget you're even in the Hall of Fame, you know, like 5 years after you play. Or even get in, unless you just show up every year.
Mm-hmm.
Like the old guys do.
And they don't give you, like, a cool jacket. But then again, you'd feel like such a prick if you were, like, a Masters champion and you, like, wore the green jacket to church.
They don't even get to take them.
I know.
Ain't that weird?
Yeah, you told me that. I was like, there ain't no way. And I looked it up. And I'm like, holy crap.
I'm taking it.
It's like being a five-time club on SNL. They don't keep those jackets either. It's crazy.
I ain't leaving it here.
I'm getting hot. I'm going to take off my pants and jacket.
I wish you would.
We're going to take a break. Thank you for that, Paige. I felt that was courtesy. I don't think you really thought that was funny. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More Rise Guys right after this.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.